recorded on this computer. Recorded.
Hello, Reem. Hey, hi. Finally. Exactly.
How are you again?
I'm good. It's good to be home sometimes with this monkey over here. Hello. Who's begging for treats.
Drogo, Drogo.
Say hi. He wants a treat. So yeah, that فجعان, he wants to eat all.
نعمل له shout out على الانستا. What's the Insta?
Drug attitude, please.
Drug attitude. أيوة.
Yeah.
Goes out for walks. Come in.
Goes out for walks, and actually, this is what's keeping my sanity. He forces me to go twice a day in the morning and in the evening, and it's healthy for both of us. I can be lazy on my own, but when you have somebody who's dependent on you, it makes a big difference. So I'm grateful for his big fat ass.
Yeah, and that was quite the story. لأنه I think كنتي based in Turkey, right?
I was there for a few months, yes, and this is where I adopted Drogo from. And it wasn't on my plan at all to adopt a dog, because I move around a lot and I am not in one place sometimes for a very long time. So the decision was instinctive. When I think about it, I don't know how I did it, because I just went to the shelter. I just needed to go to the shelter, and I see this guy crying. And they told me that he's been crying since they found him. He's not adapting to the shelter. So I couldn't sleep, literally. I couldn't sleep for a few days thinking about this poor dog who might have been in a home, because it felt like he was not a stray dog per se. You know what I mean? It felt like he lived in a home and he misses that. So yeah, it was a long process for adoption. It's not an easy process, especially that also there's the language barrier, but we managed. And I was like, I made the decision. I said, okay, if you're going to take this decision, you're going to commit to it. It means that you're stuck no matter what. And if you travel, you go, you cannot adopt a dog and then change your mind. It's not fair. It's not fair for the dog. It's not fair for... You know, it's not a toy. It's an animal that has feelings and emotions. So I made this decision. We took Drogo. I didn't even know his age, if he had any conditions. We discovered that he had a sort of a condition, something like Lyme disease.
Okay.
Which is chronic, and we solved the problem. At least it's stable. It needs to be checked, and I was like, it's a commitment, so we take care of each other, I would say.
Hello.
Yeah.
And he made the trip من تركيا ل...
He did. I came before him a month before, because the paperwork takes process, and then I had to find the place that allows dogs, because you know this is another issue.
The apartments.
Absolutely. And 3 weeks later, he joined. Yeah.
Nice. Hey, and a bit of a background story, like if I got to meet you, which was very weird. Well, weird, and no, it's true, I mean.
But it was Twitter, no?
Hey, but I don't even know why or how. I think I remember.
Oh, it's either it has to do with Bill Lebnani or the film.
It's the film. تبعك ال هلا يمكن يكون through Bill Lebnani كمان بس ال الموفي تبعك كان التريلر at least شفت التريلر ما بعرف ليش it was interesting to say the least ما بعرف ليش and I directly bought it. Downloaded,
yes.
Watched
yes.
it, ومن وقت yes. على هلا صرت مفرجيها بالصف مفرج الموفي بالصف في مش عم ممزح يعني إذا عم نحكي من last spring fall last spring was it yes
it was last spring قبل. Yes
ولا fall كمان ما بعرف لا يمكن
maybe before because أنا it was online in December 2019. Starting December 2019, and if I recall correctly, انت just not long after you watched it.
So it was spring وsummer وfall وهلأ spring كمان. So four semesters, وعم نحكي على صفين بثلاثة بأربعة وصفين وصف وثلاث صفوف يعني. So the all in all شي 12 مرة صرت حاضر الكليبس. Yeah, tell us about your background, the audiovisuals, I think.
And I studied radio, TV, film, radio communication TV. Arts. It's called communication arts, بالLAU, radio, TV, film, and with a minor in psychology. And actually, I just noticed that they do not mention in the degree that you have a minor for some reason. Oof. I think so, yeah. And then I've worked since my second year of university. I was working student productions, of course, in university, but at the same time, I started in my internship the MTV Lebanon and a social talk show that I really, really loved, directed by Sleiman Abu Zaid, and the presenter was the amazing Hiyam Abu Shdeed. She's a fantastic actress and really inspiring presenter. So I was doing I was like a segment producer. It was a talk show and we had guests on the show. So I was sometimes helping in getting the guests, and they were usually really sometimes controversial topics. It's a social program and Lebanon is full of social issues nonstop. And I was doing also stories on the side related to the topic. And that was such an eye opener for me because at the time, I managed to visit all of Lebanon. You know, I was raised and born in Ras Beirut, and you know, the expansion of Ras Beirut. This allowed me to meet people in Lebanon from all over Lebanon, north to south to you name it, and to go deep into the social struggles of the society at a very early age. I was 18, 19. So I did it with a lot of passion. And I think this kind of made me choose to continue to work in this field with a content that has a meaning. Because at the time I could see the impact. And I remember one of the episodes was about the healthcare system in Lebanon that was not available to everybody. And I met a family of five people and they were all doing dialysis and they were dying one by one. And one of the reasons that they couldn't afford the medical expenses, and their citizens who in principle should have been taken care of by the government, if you know what I mean. And these people, I remember the eldest sister, we told her, you know, you're on TV, you can share your story. And if you want to say a message, because after each episode, people tend to support. And if they can support, it doesn't not necessarily financially. And she told me something, and it's still there. انه انا ما رح اشهد على حقي انه and I deserve to be taken care of by my own government. If not, I prefer to die. I don't want to humiliate myself.
The nations.
وهيك بلشت يعني ضليت فتره بالام تي في around 2 years I think. And then سكرت الMTV كمان أنا وقفت منشان كافي جامعتي. I was still a student at the time. And LAU is an expensive university, and regardless of the financial aid and the scholarship, there was still a lot to cover. And then I worked also for Rotana, for Studio Vision, but with Rotana. لأنه the studios of MTV were there in Naash, but the TV shut down, so they were renting their studios. And then I went to the Gulf, and I've been there since. I've worked. I was lucky. I was really lucky to be able to leave, to be honest with you. I know the situation. I left in 2006, not because of the war, but say a bit at the same time. And I always say that if I didn't leave at the time, because I was also kind of saying, no, I don't want to leave. I want to stay here. We are at war. This is my country. What would I do? But when you leave, you realize that it's hard. It's really hard to be away from everything that you know, everything that you grew up knowing. But it was also an experience to learn to work with people from all over the world. And it makes you think differently. It makes you see things in a different perspective. You're on your own. It wasn't an easy trip, but I'm also very grateful for it, because there are many things that I wouldn't be able to do as I could buy Nabi Lebanon. I'll be very honest with you.
ايه بقى حكينا بالموضوع مع رحال الابيسود اللي طلعت اليوم كان عم بيقول كمان قديش اهميه الترافل انه اتس ان اي اوبنر للناس لانه الواحد لازم يضل عم يشتغل على حاله فور سيلف ديفلوبمنت وبتعطيك مثل برسبكتيف لما تبلشي تتعاملي مع ناس من غير باك جراوندز وكلتشرز والاشياء بس So, أول شيء اشتغلتي, if I'm not mistaken, something along the lines of art and the museum, صح؟
No, not a museum. I was center. I started with the children's channel.
Oh, okay.
Jim TV. I started with the children's channel for 5 years, and then I moved to the Doha Film Institute, and I was working for the Ajial Film Festival.
Film Institute, yeah.
Yes, and then I went for 2 years. It was a bit of a shift. I stopped to work on my film. Straight after, by the time I was finishing the film, I worked for UNHCR, the United Nations High Commission for Refugees, for 2 years between Abu Dhabi and Riyadh. It was the first time for me to go to Saudi Arabia, and it was really quite a really interesting experience. And I left UNHCR in February, although I loved working for the agency and I really loved the people I worked with. I was really fortunate to have great leadership, sarahatan, to work with people who are very good at what they do. I learned a lot from them, but who have a genuine humanitarian heart, because not everyone who works at humanitarian is necessarily humanitarian, if you know what I mean.
Hey.
But I was fortunate to have the opposite experience of working with honestly very genuine people. But the decision to leave is not because I don't want to work for the agency, because I loved working for the refugees, and it was a game changer for me and made me stay longer when I went to the refugee camps, and especially the one in Cox's Bazar in Bangladesh, where the Rohingya refugees are. And I was like, to be in the field gives you a completely different perspective. It's really easy to work in theory behind, a desk, but to be in the field and to see what people are actually doing, what the agencies are actually doing, was a huge shift of perspective for me. Because practically speaking, especially in the case of Bangladesh, the refugees rely 100% on the agencies, if you know what I mean. They are not allowed to work. They are not allowed to generate money. They are not allowed to have even internet or any means of communication. They're not allowed to study. They're not allowed to learn languages. These people rely 100% to survive on the agencies. And at the beginning of the crisis a couple of years ago, because the crisis has been on for a long time, but can feel it flux after the latest events, there were two emergencies. The first emergency is thousands of people fleeing. And the other emergency is it was the monsoon season and the shelters were built on landslides. And they were at risk of collapsing at any moment. So there was this emergency of moving people to a safe place while, receiving all these people at the same time. It was quite intense and a lot of hard work on it around the clock to help people. So I saw this and I saw the importance of what these agencies are doing. But the decision to leave was, you know, what I studied is film, and I studied film for a reason. You know, I love film. I love performing arts. I did a lot of theater in the past. This is my passion. This is where I feel alive. And I just wanted to go back to this. And you can always do, I wrote this on my farewell post to UNHCR. You can always work in humanitarian without labeling yourself under any organization or agency. Yep. It's good if you can do it part of an agency, but being humanitarian or is everyone's duty in a way. يعني أي حد أن أدر, it's a responsibility.
كيف ما بيقدر يساعدوا بيساعدوا الناس. And لأنه كمان بالنهاية this is you, and if this is your passion, أكيد حتكوني كمان أنت مبسوطة أكتر بهال, يعني فيك تساعدي in addition to that.
Yeah.
بتكوني عم تعطي من كل قلبك ومنك وبالمطرح اللي أنت لازم أحس إنه لازم تعطي فيه, لأنه أحسن ما يكون الواحد trapped in something your mind عم بفكر بأشياء تانية بالموفيز
شوي. إيه هلا شوف, a job is a job at the end of the day, but if you can combine passion and work together, that's great. UNHCR combined both, but it's also أنا بشو منيحة كمان, وين المحل اللي أنا I've developed a lot of experience فيه, where I built a lot of connections فيه. ف يعني there's more you can give يمكن بمحل تاني. And the funny thing is that my job title didn't change. It's with UNHCR, it was external relations. And with the art center at NYU Abu Dhabi, I am external relations. The work is the same, but for a slightly different end result. One is for literally food or like for basic needs, and the other one is food for the soul.
You know? Food for the soul.
Food for the soul.
Eh. Zakartini bi Bertrand Russell, food for the mind. Philosophy, at least for him, is the food for the mind. Well, philosophy, arts, وهالحكايات هذول. And before I get to that, لأنه كمان حنحكي ب your experience, but I want to go back to your movie. أخذت break, قلتي من الشغل كنت عم لأنه عملت الموفي if I recall correctly and I've been to the Q&A كانت دليتي على 6 سنين, على مدى 6 سنين عم تعملي عم بتصوري
yeah.
عم تاخذي footage. So خبرينا أول شيء عن الموفي. I can talk about it قد ما بدك, بس إنه
أنت حافظه صرت.
مش بس حافظه, I am ما بعرف ليش, مش بس impressed, it's just ما بعرف, I cannot explain it صراحة. There في شيء بالموفي that is weird, weird in a ما بعرف, يعني I cannot even explain it, بس إنه it captures that, it's not like any other documentaries that I've seen, لأنه ما في virtue signaling, ما في شيء, يعني it's just there and you just see it as it is. ما في هال وحكينا فيها قبل هلا, بس before we discuss it, كرم لأنه يمكن اللي ما حاضر الموفي, so I leave it to you to tell us more about it and then I'll tell you what I think.
So he actually نحنا عم نحكي لبناني وإنجليش, so I don't know which language you prefer.
هلا اللي هي supposedly باللبناني, بس انه فيك تحكي.
اوكي, لا فينا بالعكس بفتخر.
فينا بالمصري كمان, ما عندي مشكله,
ما حيضحكوا علي اذا حكيت مصري, ما توقعني بهيدا الفخ, لانه لما بحكي مصري اوقات بيطلع معي كلمات مكسره, بس كثير بحب اللغه. فهون بما انه عم نحكي عن مصر, انا you know this, بس للناس تعرف انا ولدت مصريه وتركت مصر من كتير زمان. أنا بي لبناني خلقاني وعشت بلبنان, درست you name it. وهي originally من منطقة اسمها رود الفرد بالقاهرة, هي منطقة شعبية جدا, مش عشوائيات, لأنه الناس بتخلط بين العشوائيات وبين الاحياء الشعبيه.
لا هيدا
كل 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 الناس بتوقع بهيدا اللغط. الاحياء الشعبيه هن الناس ملاك بيوتهم فيها من من من, من زمان، مش اجوا وبنوا هيك عشوائيا، صار اسمها عشوائيات بس. وبنفس الوقت كتير تحت خط الفقر. فماما ربيت وكبرت وعاشت برود الفرج، وكانت دايما تحكيني عنها بنوستالجيا انه الناس كان فيها بركة، الناس بتساعد بعضها، وكان في كتير قصص فيها هي ما كنت افهمها بوقتها بس بعدين صرت استوعبها. يعني ماما الله يرحمها ما كانت تحب تكب الأكل. إذا واحد بده يتخلص من شيء مثل التياب أو شيء كانت تحبيه تاخدهم وتبعتهم على مصر. بالنسبة لك كل شيء كان له value، يعني she didn't used to take for granted anything. لما توفت وصتني أنه أدفنها بالقاهرة. ورحت على القاهرة ورحت على عرود الفرج مطرح ما هي كبرت، وصرت روح كتير لأنه أنا كنت بحاجة to grieve، وكنت بحاجة أسمع قصصها، وكنت بحاجة أشوف كيف كانت الناس تشوفها، وكنت بحاجة أرجع أسمع القصص، شوف القصص اللي هي كانت تخبرني عنهم. فالconnection كانت كتير قوية، وأنا شخصياً I was very inspired. Inspired لأنه جد ناس ما عنده شيء تقدمه بس بتقدم كل شيء عنده، والفرحة موجودة والحزن موجود، بيتعاملوا بالحزن الموت وبالفرح بنفس الطريقة، في احترام للحياة كتير كبير، والبهجة اللي هي من خصال الشعب المصري بتشوفها أكتر أنه we want to celebrate. وبنفس الوقت في let's look for our afterlife، خلينا نهتم بالمقابر، خلينا نهتم بالموت. They accept it, sometimes they look forward to it. ما بعرف من وين جاي بس هيدا الكونتراست بالأول كان شوفه contrast was very complementary، لأنه they believe in the afterlife and they respect it as much as they believe and respect and celebrate life. فحبيت to portray هالحياة الناس برود الفرج without judgment. And it's easy to judge poverty. It's really easy to judge poverty. It's really easy to look at it in a condescending manner. وكلنا منوقع بهيدا الفخ. Doesn't mean we come from rich backgrounds, بس يعني نحن عائلة متواضعة جدا and struggling like you know millions in Lebanon. بس مش لدرجة الناس اللي عايشين برود الفرج. And they had a lot to teach me about resilience. They had a lot to teach me about being grounded. فمن هون اجت فكرة. أنا actually الفكرة عرضتها على a friend of mine who's a producer مصري. قلت له أنا بديلك لو عايشة بالقاهرة بروح بعمل فيلم عن الجمعية. الجمعية نحن معودين عليها ونسمع عنها كتير، بس فعليا هو concept عبقري انه الناس بتصير بتجمع مصاري مع بعض. ليلى ما بيعرف شو هي الجمعية، يعني اذا نحن 10 اشخاص كل واحد بيحط 10 دولار، $100 تتوزع شهريا على كل واحد بالدور، فانت فعليا بتصمد مصاري من دون فايدة. بس بالاحياء الشعبية تحديدا هيدي منا شيء اكسترا، منا لوكسري، منا something to upgrade your life. They plan their lives according to pay date. It's such an integral part of everyday life. مثلا تسمع كتير بتقول أنا بتجوز بديسمبر لما أقبض مصاري الجمعية. أنا رح أشتري تياب جديد بجانيوري لما أقبض مصاري الجمعية. أنا you know. فالحياة كلها مبنية إمتى بيقبضوا، ومنا معمولة بشكل you know على الورقة والقلم. It's organic, it's built on a trust circle. كتير صعب إنه ينكسر you know. إذا أنت جربت ما تدفع، نعرف وين ساكن، نعرف أهلك، it doesn't work بعد ما بيسأل
يعني لا يكون هيك
completely. أنا بالست سنين اللي كانت في كتير جمعيات انعملت, بيكون في جمعية بقلب جمعية, حتى أولاد صغار بيعملوا واحدة بجنيه, you know, بجنيه day or بجنيه week, it really depends. بس بالست سنين اللي رحت وإجيت فيهم ما حدا انكسر the trust. You don't want to be in this position.
تنعزل.
It's, there's a social pressure here. You need them, they need you. So, and they will help you. They will cover for you if you can't. But literally, I haven't seen anyone break the trust of this circle. And he didn't do it. يعني عرضت عليه الفكرة لأنه الأكسس بدك تكون موجود هنيك so that you continue filming, and he didn't do it. It was itching. خلاص, it was itching. So I called Rud al-Farag, I called Adel, one of the characters in the film, actually the main male character and the only male character. قلت له امتى الجمعية, next جمعية, قال لي وقت, I don't remember when it was. قلت له اوكي, قدي مدتها, قال لي سنة. قلت له كتير منيح, انا اول يوم جمعية بجي بصور, على اساس انه صور سنة يعني الحق الجمعية هاي, و that's it.
Yeah.
But I couldn't stop, لأنه it's not that black or white. هي صحيح جمعية واحدة, بس بهالجمعية في جمعيات, and كل شخص منهم فات واحدة واثنين وثلاثة, شي بجنيه باليوم, شي شهري, شي سنوي. So we رحت وإجيت كتير, يعني كنت روح at least twice a year على مصر تصور, in those 6 years, sometimes more. And yeah, this is how it went. I took الجمعية as a portal. It's not about it. It's a portal for to penetrate the lives of the people in a as raw as possible, بالحلوة وبالمرة, with no judgment. We're not expecting a film that has happy endings. Life does not have happy endings, or that has an ending to start with. It's witnessing life as it is, with the purpose of just understanding, no more, no less.
Yeah. وهذا اللي كنت عموله انه بيبين بالموفي. سؤالي يمكن, او السؤال اللي بيطرح نفسه انه طب ست سنين of footage that you had, كيف اعتمدتي على شيء معين, كيف زبط معك الناراتيف, لانه كانوا it shows as though في ستوري لاين, which there is, بس انه عم نحكي على ست سنين.
It was a nightmare. It was a real nightmare, لانه بهالست سنين كثير صار قصص, تغيرت الانفراستراكشر السياسيه كثير, في حوادث صارت تاريخية بهيدي الست سنين, وكان لازم فكر ونقي. أنا ما في, يعني أنت إذا بتحط الكاميرا بمحل واحد برود الفرق بتطلع بفيلمين ثلاثة. So الهدف ما كان إنه أحكي عن رود الفرق ككل, أو أحكي عن الكونتكست السياسي تبع البلد, مع أنه كان فيني. الفكرة كانت أنا فكرة الجمعية, let's focus on that. فهيدا كان thread, the narrative thread that I went back to all the time, so that I don't get distracted and in other directions. وهيدا اللي استخدمناه بالإديتين, أنه نحن بلشنا بالجمعية ولحقنا الجمعية, يعني منروح منفوت على حياة الناس, بنشوف شو عم بيصير معها, بنرجع لخط الجمعية والمصاري وشو عم بيعملوا بالمصاري, and then we continue. There's a whole Ramadan sequence بالفيلم يلي هي منا جمعية, بس it's under the same concept of financial solidarity.
اللي جابوا يمكن donations, حدا بيعطي donations من برا ووزعون
مزبوط.
على الكل.
مزبوط. فكيف ما برمنا, الأحداث اللي اخترناها كانت مبنية على هيدا الأساس. وإلا
واحد منهم زواج كمان,
صح,
twice.
في ناس تتجوز وفي ناس بتطلق وفي ناس تعمل اشياء تانية مثل الدنيا.
متى I'm getting there هلا كمان. It's الفكرة لذيذة ومثل ما عم تقولي منه يعني منه شيء اللي عم بحاول to elicit a certain feeling بالناس اللي هي انه بتحضري and that's يعني صح مع كل المشاعر of course بس انه منه ما في هال انه لازم تحس هيك او لازم تحس هيك في انه هدول الناس and yeah. this is how it is والreactions
yeah.
ايه tell me.
No, and I'm completely against forcing feelings. You don't need that. That's why yeah. حتى استعمال الموسيقى كان كتير قليل بفيلمي. يعني بالمبدأ كمان كنت أفضل ما يكون بالمرة. فواحدة من الأسباب إنه ما كتير استعملت موسيقى لأنه ما بدي كنت أوقع بفكرة إنه please feel.
هلأ لازم تحس هيك وهلأ لازم.
Yeah.
يعني.
أنا مش ضد استعمال الميوزك بس أنا شخصياً من الناس اللي ما بيحبوا. استعمال الموسيقى بكثرة بشكل عام يعني.
Yeah.
Unless music is a character, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. And the reason why قلت ما في virtue signaling كمان هي إنه بخلال الموفي in itself أنا بستعمله بصف الإثكس. It's very interesting لأنه it's a culture shock for students خصوصا الناس اللي بياخدوا psychology وanthropology وهالأشياء هاي لأنه بيكونوا اخدين فكرة معينة عن موضوع معين وشايفين documentaries عليه بعدين بيشوفوا ال snippets من الموفي من your movie and they're like what the hell is going on هون ليش yeah. هيك so for people the subject that we are discussing here is FGM.
Yes.
ما ضروري نفوت بالموضوع in depth بس انه at least a small reflection on this يعني انه كيف الواحد لازم يفكر او يتطرق لها الموضوع يعني لما عم بحكي بالصف لما يشوفوا هيك اشياء بيعدوا يعملوا reflection انه خي طب هيدي she's asking for it and this is what distinguishes mature girls from non or not girls who are not mature yet emancipation كمان تصير independent woman بغض النظر على إذا في peer pressure ولا لا أو social pressure ولا لا أو ربياني هيك ولا لا and you tried to talk her out of it but she insisted
صح.
then أخذ فيها على الـ Q&A بـ I don't know which screening
بالجونة
لا بي European was it a European
no she it was الجونة في الفستيفال it was the the MENA premiere بمصر
وتفاجأوا الناس انه كي يعني قلتي لي هي تفاجأت انه الناس متفاجئين انه she wanted it
صح. So
she wanted to undergo FGM female genital mutilation so what do we do with this يعني it's very different.
It's really tricky. It's really yeah. tricky. لأنه بداية بدنا نفهم من وين جاي الموضوع منه نظرياً it's horrific.
Of course.
وعملياً it's even more horrific.
وناس بتموت كمان وبيعرفوا المخاطر وكل هالأشياء هاي وهي عارفين إنه كان ممكن تموت.
صح. فهن بيعرفوا المخاطر لأنه بيناتهم أوقات بنات بتموت.
Yeah.
ومع هيدا بيكفوا فإنه مش بحملات توعية الموضوع حينتهي مش إنك تحكيهم ثروت الموضوع حينتهي لازم يكون في حلول جذرية لأنه هيدا موضوع صار له it's cultural and it's socially embedded strongly rooted يمكن thousands of years I don't know ما خصوا بالدين أبداً ما خصوا بالدين لأنه ديانات مختلفة undergo FGM in different parts of the world وخاصة in the African continent فالموضوع ما بينحل بأنه ننظر بالموضوع ولا انه مثل ما قلت نعمل حملات توعيه. الموضوع اكبر من هيك بكثير. بعدين يعني ما تنسى في social pressure لما تكون الشغله deeply rooted, there's a social code. Yeah, either you're part of the social coding or you don't. And if you're not, it has its consequences. يعني إذا بنت بمكان هيدي الشغلة بتصير, إذا قرروا أهلها ما يعملوها أو هي قررت ما تعملها, and she rebels, it's a problem. It's a problem. She will not be viewed in the same way. وبما أنه she lives in this this social structure, she might not find a husband. يعني ال consequences تبعيته كتير كبيرة. ومن ناحية تانية ال positive reinforcement لإله كتير كبير. يعني when a girl undergoes an FGM, it's a celebration. كيف لما بيطهروا الصبيان, you know, yeah. بيحتفلوا فيها, في celebration. بتلبس a red bracelet وبتنزل على الشارع, كل الناس بتصير بتعطيها نقطة أو مصاري. It's a huge ego boost and it's a huge encouragement. وهي she feels and she's a little woman now. You know, there's pride in it. والشغلة التانية, it's a society or it's a culture that is so comfortable in discussing sexuality. مع إنها محافظة, مع إنها فقيرة, بس هيدي كمان واحدة من misconceptions. Sexuality is not a taboo. They talk about it very freely. And لأنه واحدة من القصص اللي حدا علق عليها إنه كيف بتخليها تحكي عن هيك شيء, she's gonna be traumatized. هي ردت كان صار عمرها 16 سنة, هلأ she's 18. You know, and they were really surprised. Like, what's the taboo in talking about this? ما هن بيحكوا فيها on a daily basis. يعني إذا أنت هلأ بتمرق برود الفرج أو بأي منطقة هيدا الشيء متداول, هتسمع أنت إمتى حتطهري يا فلاني, أنت إمتى حتطهري بنتك, طب خلينا نحكي كله هيك هيدا بالعلن. You know, it's not إنه تعال نحكي بالسر فيه وعيب. It's not at all. The construct and the way they perceive it is completely different from how we feel about it or how we see it. Despite its ugliness, it's celebrated. للأسف يعني هلا بعرف أهل كتير خايفين كانوا على بناتهم. They don't want them to go through it because they went through a torture. واحدة منهم بتذكر خبرتني انه she made her daughter fake it من دون ما تعرف. نامت بيوم من الايام, فقت لقت حالة مدري شو لابسة وحطت لها البريسلت, قالت لها مبروك طهرت, بيقولوا بمصر طهرت. بتقول لها كيف طهرت؟ قال نحن حطينا لك ابرة منوم و it was done without you feeling. ففاقت البنت عم تمشي كأنه you know she underwent the هيدا, لأنه خافت to tell her daughter I don't want you to do it, and kids cannot lie, you know, they don't know how to lie. So she made her believe that she did it so that she takes the social pressure off, and she only told her when she was 17 or 18.
Wow.
بس this is rare يعني.
بس هذا السؤال إنه إذا حدا إذا وحدة أو أهل قرروا إنه ما يعملوها, حيكون في هالقد exerted social pressure عليهم؟
إيه حتكون هي حتى التعبير لها هي الطهارة. فعكسها is not something that a girl yeah. would be proud of.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. فإيه في social pressure. هلا شوف, هو للأمانة بمصر صار كتير effort تيتخفف هيدا الشيء. انه بالبداية عرفوا انه ما فيهم يمنعوه, فجربوا يعملوا اذا بدك حملات انه ممنوع تنعمل بالبيوت من دون medical supervision, اذا بدها تنعمل لازم تنعمل under the supervision of a specialist, ان كانت a nurse or a medical clinic. It helped a little bit to control المصايب اللي كانت تصير من bleeding and death and all of that, but it didn't stop it. وكان في فاين كتير كبيرة على لحد علمي إذا عملوها بالسر مع حدا منه مختص, ودنيا للأسف عملتها مع حدا منه مختص and she almost lost her life. لأنه بيسترخصوا أوقات, you know, إنه بيقولوا هيدا بتعرف ليش لا, ما she's done hundreds, why not. بس the only way to really really stop it إذا بيجي قرار قاطع من الدول إنه هيدا ممنوع. بس كمان هيدا ما حيمنع إنه يصير من تحت الطاولة إذا هالقد embedded بالضبط. الأزهر I think a year ago or a little bit more, لأنه الأزهر is a religious authority, طلع التصريح إنه FGM is not in the religion. لأنه في كتير ناس كانت بمعتقدة إنه, وأنا سمعتها مباشرة إنه نحنا هاي بالدين, تعا أنعو بقى إنه مش بالدين. فلما شيخ الأزهر يقول إنه لا هيدا مش بالدين, it helps definitely. كتير انبسطت لما شفت إنه FGM in Sudan is criminalized now. That's a huge step. That's a huge step. لأنه بالسودان مثل بكتير مناطق تانية it's very very common. And it has to start category هيك, you know, بمحل. And I hope it's, you know, it's the beginning of spreading this in other places. بس لنرجع لموضوعنا, it's not easy إنه ننظر. التنظير سهل. You want to solve something, you first need to understand it without judgment. Take it as it is. And think of the root issue to be able to solve it. And you need, if really needed to do something, is to work with the mothers themselves. لأنه النسوان نفسها, لأنه
ما ليش
إنه أنا عملتها, ليش بنتي ما بدها تعملها.
It's funny لأنه usually بال إجمالاً المعتقد بيكون إنه لأنه it's reinforced by a certain patriarchal kind of perception أو authority.
شوف أنا حسب ما شفت within the few people, yeah, as from the people that I've spoken to and that I was dealing with, the women are the ones who were pushing to do it. They organized everything and they were pushing their daughters to do it. In the case of Dunya, it was exactly that. لأنه when I was talking to the father, it was easier to convince him than to convince her mother. Her mother was not convinced.
أبداً.
فالبي اقتنع, والبي is the authority kind of, فقدر يعطينا كلمته إنه he's not gonna do it, بس رجعوا من وراء ظهره, they managed to do it, and that says a lot. بس I don't have the statistics to say that this is, I cannot generalize it, I cannot say that it's coming from the woman only, or they are the ones to influence it the most. But from at least the few cases that I've seen, yes, it was. Statistically, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's and كمان it kind of makes sense لأنه إذا عم تقولي إنه هني بالنهاية اللي they organize it وبيزبطوا الوضع وبيجهزوا كل الأشياء.
Yeah, they're the practical ones. الأولاد مع أميتهم الأولاد. All the time, they're the ones who deal with them.
The discussion at all بيكون إنه you know cultural relativism. طب إذا society هيك مبسوطين فينا نيجي نقولن كيف لازم يعيشوا ولا لا, أو كيف لازم إنه هذا شيء غلط. Is it only لأنه based on science ولا كيف, طب بدك تنعيهم إنه هذا الشيء مضر إذا بيعرفوا إنه مضر and they still do it. فكل هاي دولة it's been يعني ال discussion بصفوف was very interesting لأنه كل واحد ببلش you know بيعطي رأيه. So إيه هادي على the fact that you're saying إنه just take a raising awareness, you know, the awareness campaigns يمكن ما حيوصلوا لمطرح.
ما وصلوا لهم to start with, ما وصلوا
لأنه ما حيوصلوا على الناس ال إيه
no.
it's deeply embedded والميديا through which they think إنه حيوصلوا لهم يمكن منا حتى available you know
yeah exactly you said it. I was going to mention that they don't all have the tools to even see them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
مش كل بيوت فيها تلفزيون ومش كل البيوت اللي فيها تلفزيون فيها ساتلايت. It's a different perspective. It's a really different perspective. Like بكل شيء, especially that is of related directly or indirectly to the social construct, reading about it and coming up with theory is really nice and it's really important. You need to start somewhere. But if you really want to find a proper, concrete, implementable strategy, you need to start from within. مش العكس. مش بتجي من برا والأفكار اللي من برا ما بيتقبلوك أصلا. مين أنت لتجي تنظر علي أنا كيف بدي أعيش حياتي. You don't know how we live. You don't know how our code in our culture, in our society. So coming, you know, in your beautiful suit and ومظهرك الأنيق لأكاديميك أو لحدا who belongs to an organization, and they will see you. This is a barrier in itself.
Yes.
This is a wall in itself.
يعني يمكن اللي كمان لعب دور مهم إنه تقبلوكي هو إنه كمان أمك كانت من هنيك.
My mom.
Hey, this is why. يعني هذه كانوا أخذتك فترة يمكن to break the ice ولا يتقبلوك مثل إنه as one of them. لحتى اللي قدروا to open up.
Absolutely. وهاي كمان I had to also respect the code of conduct. Okay. في the fact إنه أنا أجنبية, which gave me a little bit of different kind of freedom, let's say. لأني أجنبية إن كان شو بدي ألبس أو إن كان إذا let's say I was smoking in public or في قصص إن سمحت لي هاي عايشة برا فاين وفي أشياء كمان إن عطاني access لإلها هاي منا ووحدة من الانسيدنس الطريف اللي صارت إنه once we were filming عن بيت أم طارق the lady ولحقنا بلطجي okay and he was threatening us to take the equipment if we don't pay him or something like this. The crew panicked. So what do we do? So there were two things. If we call the police, we will never set foot in this place ever again. So I had to call somebody from, actually I called Adel and then Om Gharib to tell them, listen, I have an issue. قالوا لي كان هو نحن كنا على البلكون فوق وهو كان تحت فبيقول لي عادل قال لي سألي لي شو اسمه he was high on something I don't know وكان معه سموها مطوة كان معه سكينة فأنا واقفة على التليفون بقول له انت اسمك ايه بيقول لي أنا اسمي فلان قلت له اسمه فلان قال لي سألي لي أمه شو اسمه قلت له انت ابن مين قال لي فلان خلص عرفه هو تاز قال لي طب خلص سكري نحن بنتصرف اجوا الشباب أخدوا they managed the whole thing and then حدا عطا مصاري and it was not me because I don't يعني هي كمان إذا عطيته مصاري بفتح فتحة حدا عطا مصاري actually أم طارق because she was scared that her son would go into a fight with him and it might end bad out of fear so they went and told the kids went and told Adel's mother so she thought I gave him the money And I am, بشكل مباشر, أنا مسمية على العائلة اللي هي عائلة عادل and everybody else, which is the biggest family there and the most respected, apparently. فبوصل لعندها لأنه بعتت وراي بهدلتني بهدلي. قالت لي نحن بتاريخنا صرنا مئات سنين برود الفرق. Never have we been forced to pay money in this way. Never have we paid money by force. بسموها أخد علي فردة وعم بتصرخ وما كان عم بيكون أصلا مش فاهميني هي شو عم تقول شو قصدك فردة فالولاد فسروا لي إنه قصده إنه أنت عطيتي مصاري so it took me a while to appease her anger and tell her I didn't أنا ما عطيته روحي شوف مين عطاه لأنه كتير عيب إنه يقدر يستقوي عليك وياخد شي منك by force when you have this respect in your so there is a code that I need to respect أول ما أوصل على القاهرة على رود الفرج I have to go to Adel's mom's house, توفت الله يرحمها, because هي كبيرة المنطقة. So sometimes people send gifts, sometimes I get gifts. So there is a way to do it. But then there's, before I do anything, there are people I need to visit. And then I have to wait for people to come and say hello. في a tribal tradition that I need to respect, otherwise I'm a complete outsider. وكتير حلوة. يعني في إذا بدك a sort of leadership that they still respect in that place, yeah. Regardless of how we see it. Yeah.
Very interesting. فهدول يمكن الأشياء اللي واحد لما يكون عم بنظر من بعيد مثل ما قلتي ما بينتبه عليها أو ما بيعرف. It's very easy to judge. يعني أنا لحد هلأ صراحة كل ما هذا أشوف إنه I really don't know what I have to say. إنه okay fine FGM is bad, but other than that إنه هذه كان نحكي على موضوع معين. Other than يعني بتشوفي كيف الحياة. As you said, كمان إنه philosophical reflection تبعه على death at the beginning وكيف يروحوا. And they, I think this has to do, I mean, يمكن فيها مثل background pharaoh kind of thing,
فرعونية,
فكرة الdeath والafterlife مخلوطة مع الإسلام, مخلوطة مع الculture والtradition. So إيه في هاي, it's very interesting. يعني هذه, but if anything, it just tells you, but it shows إنه خي بدك مثل ما عم تقول بدك تحكي عن شيء موضوع معين بدك تعرف من جوا شو المسببات اللي وصلت لهون, لأنه culture عن culture بتفرق, موضوع عن موضوع بيفرق, فكر عن فكر بيفرق, perspective بتفرق. يعني ما عندهم, يمكن عايشين ما بعرف قديش, لأنه الفقر اللي عم تقولي يمكن أقل من دولار بالشقة, إنه ما I don't even know how to quantify it.
It's below poverty line, whatever this is, but yeah, an average of sometimes less than a dollar a day, yeah.
Yeah, so هلا comparing it للبنان يمكن كمان في نفس الشيء بمطارح معينة وبأحياء معينة
للأسف. وصلنا لها, للأسف وصلنا لها. It's alarming and extremely sad.
Yeah. Hey, this is ما بعرف يعني.
شوف هلا ذكرنا شغلة by example إنه لبنان كتير منا وصل لهيدي المرحلة. And this says a lot. No one is immune to poverty.
Yeah.
No one is immune. And this gives us more reason, especially by اللي عم بيصير هلا, إنه مين نحنا تنظر على الناس إذا كانت عايشة تحت خط الفقر, شو مسمح لها شو مش مسمح لها, شو الصح وشو الغلط. We want to help, we need to understand without judgment. لبنان ما كان واصل لهيدا المرحلة من الفقر, كانت الناس اوكي نسبة الأغنية قليلة جدا والنسبة الميدل كلاس كانت شبه معدومة إلى حد ما, بس كانت الناس بعدها عايشة بعدها ماشية حالها. By miracle I still don't know how we managed that or how we still managing, بس we did. بس هلا وصلنا لهيدا المرحلة للناس ما معها تاكل. And I keep receiving either messages from very close friends of people not being able to afford the most basic needs for their family. وهيدي منا جديدة, هيدي منا جديدة, بس هلأ صارت
عم بتزيد.
للأسف
عم بتزيد. ومثل ما قلت إنه حتى لأنه هلأ حتى ال basic whatever material مش عم كمان كله عم في inflation مش طبيعي. يعني اللي كان بينجيب قبل هلا مش عم ينجيب نفس السعر. يعني الغلا all over the place. It's been difficult.
It's really difficult to live in a country that is fed on individualism. You make it on your own. You don't make it because you're part of a system. You don't make it لأنه في strategy to support you as a young graduate. ما في infrastructure.
This is, يعني
تفوت على الجامعة you're on your own, تتخرج من الجامعة you're on your own.
وخليني
بس اذا قعدت بلا شغل you froze. Okay, now you're back.
عامل لك I'm looking for هذا شكله ال, it's an internet thing, but I need to look up لعلك this is very important or interesting, لأنه مازن بربير اليوم حط a tweet. I don't know if you've seen him on Twitter. I think على سيرة أنه
you need it up.
هو ما بعرف ليش خلاص مش حل مازن.
You found it?
Yes, I كان معلق الانترنت عندي شوي. فايه where is it? Why is it that a singular Lebanese has a good chance of success, but collectively as a nation we fail? Series of events yes. pitted us in dominance hierarchies with abusive and controlling leadership on top. So هذا السؤال حسيته كتير وجيه.
That's so well said. That's so well said and so accurate. To be honest with you.
بس في ناس من الـ الأجوبة اللي إجي إنه the country fell for it due to a desire for protection etc. في حدا حاطط له لأنه في where is that tweet? Arrogance, and he co-tweeted it. Well, are Lebanese more often than not arrogant? If so, why? Serious question, given the nothingness the country has now reached. يمكن هل desire to be successful on your own هو المشكل ولا لأن
I don't know if this is part of our social construct. I think yeah. It's a huge debate. It's a huge debate.
But
somebody told me about
us,
the study.
Yeah.
I need to recall, I need to find it, and I don't know if I already mentioned this to you. Somebody was doing a study on diaspora and the Lebanese diaspora. Like diaspora is something, and the Lebanese diaspora is extremely unique. Because there is this individualism, if there is a better way to say arrogance, but fi this... Lebanese are good at what they do when they travel. They make it somehow. It's in our social construct. It's maybe genetic. I really don't know. And I'm not saying, I mean, I don't have the statistics, but ijmalan, you hear it, masalan, انه بالخليج اه لبناني, there is a certain stereotype that comes with it. The same thing in Europe. Lebanese, okay, they look at it in a different way. You can negative, you can positive, but there is a certain stereotype that comes with it. But what I have experienced personally and many of my generation, regardless of this, إذا بدك individualism اللي أنت بتختاره, there is something that is forced on us. يعني أنا لما كان بدي فوت على الجامعة ما كان عندي a support system. I really needed to, I struggled to fight for financial aid, to fight for scholarship, to find a job and more than one job to be able to make it if I have a certain ambition per se.
Yeah.
It's not easy. And when you finish, يعني حتى كان I was so aware of it at a young age, انه انا ما بدي اتخرج وفتش على شغل. I have to start working from university so that I am, you know, I have at least more or less of an experience when I travel of 2-3 years, when I graduate of 2-3 years. فأنت بتخيل, and this many students go through it, and when I look back at it, it's a torture. انه انت عمرك 16 سنة, 17, قول الaverage 18, you go to university.
حامل هم الدنيا.
ما بقول حامل هم درسك, وحامل هم كيف بدك تروح المواصلات to go to university. Your parents probably على قدهم, and you feel guilty asking them, so you need to find a job. And then you have to let go of a lot of things as well. Well, there is you as a human being who want to live.
Yeah.
You know, you want to go out, you want to date, you want to see people, you want to have dinner. I don't know. كتير عم بتخيل حدا ونحن مرقنا فيها. أنا at 19 I collapsed. I was physically exhausted. I had 3 jobs. I had the pressure of the scholarship. وإلا ما بعود فيني أدفع الجامعة. I had a severe depression. I was hospitalized.
وهذه ما بينحكى فيها كتير كمان.
No. I saw students collapse in different ways.
وهذا المشكل اللي الأساتذة ما بيفهموه. اللي كنا عم نحكي فيه قبل ما تبلشي انه مش عم ما بيستوعبل انه on the one hand انه بيل ايه ما هني لانه snowflakes. لا مش snowflakes. في ناس yeah. مش كل الناس اهلتها مع مصاري تفوتها على الاي بي ولا اللي وبيقول لك ما اذا مش قادره فوتي على مطرح تاني. يا اخي ما فهم ما اختلفنا بس انه اذا انه at the end of the day الواحد يمكن اوديو انه في certain major معين في certain experience واحد عم بفتش عليها
صح هاري.
فكله بيلعب دور
صح. آه
وبيكونوا هن بمطرح تاني ما يعني ما بيقدروا انه التلاميذ انه هذا جاي عم بيتعلم ليلاقي شغل وبس فمش انه جاي بدك ايه ففي ايه this is very bad لانه it's reinforced by the faculty themselves و I've seen it لما فتت من جوا وعم شوف الايميلات اللي عم تتداول وهذا انه ما في هال sympathy will empathy مع students so
well, not with everybody. شوف أنا I had a probably better experience لأنه I had the encouragement of a lot of the faculty. Yeah. يعني I remember بالLAU كان في دكتور طارق نعواس who was heading the student affairs حتى
Dean
some of
students,
my professors
yeah.
Dean of student affairs oh, he comes from a background of Boy Scouts, so he has a very empathetic approach to students. He was really the right person in the right place. But there are some who I remember I was working 3 jobs and I had straight A's in with one of the professors. ورجعت أخذت مع نفس professor a class. At the time I was diagnosed with severe depression بعدني طالعة من المستشفى and I was on heavy medication so I was really struggling and I had 2 classes with this person with straight A's and the first semester with a GPA of 4 ورحت لعند هالشخص to say that I am struggling to focus and I will do this but you really need to just take it a little easy on me. And the person said, it's not my problem.
Exactly.
كتير انجرحت. لو كان حدا ما اخذ صف معه قبل
تفهمي.
ما بيعرف my history وما بيعرف قدي أنا حدا serious بقول حقه أو حقه, you know. بس I've taken 2 classes with you with straight A's. You used to take my papers and read them. And this,
you know who
you
I
know,
am.
No, exactly. You know exactly who I am. فهاي يمكن only incident that was a bit tough because I was like, يعني, what am I, just a number here? But it wasn't the case with everybody.
Definitely not.
With most of us.
كثير ناس بيستوعبوا وبيقدروا بس إيه هذه فكرة كمان. So من مطرح ايه في هالاريجنس بس من مطرح تاني مثل ما عم تقول انه لانه ما في حل تاني يعني هدو واحد على طول من هو صغير is forced to compete is forced to يعني to make it one way or the other ليطلع من
yeah.
من تمنع نعطي تسميات بس من الوضع المأزم اللي عايشين فيه بطريقة بي صارنا 600 سنة يعني ما في as you said ما في infrastructure ما في
ونحن وشوف نحن كمان a demanding society نحن عم نحكي عن رود الفرق إنه they have their cultural norms نحن we have our cultural norms and we have our very judgmental outlook of those who don't make it to university those who don't graduate those who don't wear in a certain way نحن مجتمع كتير صعب to please
Yeah.
ومبني كتير على a certain surface, you know. فyou need to be up to that image all the time. حتى in the way you look, حتى in your weight, it's so stressful. عرفت؟ أنا بتذكر أول ما سافرت على الخليج كنت قبل ما أنزل على بيروت. I used to go once a year. I used to go through a strict diet and go to the gym. بس ما أسمع. على الوصلة انه ايش ليه هيك نصحانة؟ طب ما فيكم تقولوا لي الحمد لله على السلامة الاول، انه اشتقنا لك، ان شاء الله you're doing well. Does it have to do to be a comment that is so superficial to that extent?
في you know? في حدا عمل تويت على هالموضوع، عمل فيديو I think it was a TikTok or something، انه ايه اول ما انه الاشياء اللي بتسمعها بس لما تنزل على المطار في لبنان او بس تفوت جاي من السفر، انه اي نصحان اي ضعفين اي هيك اشياء انه ايه ما عم تاكل ما عم تتغذى
اصلا، حتى انك تقول حتى انك تقول لحدا ضعفين عيب you know
in certain ما this is the thing انه ايه انه ضعفين ايه مش عم تتغذى مش عم تاكل تعال ايه ما بتخلصي لا هيك
ولا هيك لا هيك ولا هيك. انا بعزة ماما ببيروت بعزاها اجاني نسوان انه يلا it's time to take care of yourself، انت كثير انصحتي، you need to start losing weight، تهتمي بحالك. انا I was like am I hearing this at my mom's funeral like for real؟
هيدا
انت وين وانا وين؟
This is a movie scene by the way بمطرح مثل
absolutely
عن جد
absolutely
انه this is it's a movie idea. I'll keep that in mind لأنه عن جد بتعبر عن صعوبة المجتمع اللي الواحد عايش بأنه إيه social construct as you were saying the culture and traditions.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it's a very harsh one. It's a really harsh one. We forget how harsh it is to survive in Lebanon within the economic crisis that we've been suffering from for a long time. وهلأ فقعت even more. ومن جهة تانية الـ expectations on all levels
constantly struggling to save the appearance. واللي بيقول مثلا وأنا واحد منهم إنه طب why do you care that much and it's easier said than done. يعني عطول فكر بأنه خي طب okay why do you even care إذا هيك قال إنه لأنه بيقولوا الناس وبيقولوا الناس وبيقولوا الناس بس إنه إيه صعب مش سهل أبداً إنه to just pick it fend it off kind of إيه
we have a very unique structure in so many ways. It's a beautiful country by all means and there's يعني فينا نمدح للصبح بس let's be honest with ourselves لأنه قد ما مدحنا حالنا فتنا بألف حيط. وأنا بمحل بآمن إنه كما تكونوا يولى عليكم. يعني we contributed in a way. ضحك علينا كتير. There's a corruption far and beyond, but we voted for these people.
True.
So we have to take part of the responsibility as well. وهلا المشكلة إنه there are people who are struggling to the point of probably not making it alive and we need to this is the time for solidarity in any possible way يعني انا ما كنت بحياتي بتخيل انا ربيت كبرت بلبنان بالحرب. This is I opened my eyes there was war up to the age of 12 or something مع حرب التحرير أو حرب الإلغاء whatever they want to call it بس the fact that people committed suicide was not common. It was you know we went through worse, we went through death and wars and معابر مسكرة you name it, but to reach point where father kills himself لأنه مش قادر يدفع قصد بنته. That says a lot. That says a lot. قديه هو كمان محطوط بموقف أنه أنا إذا بنتي ما فاتت على هيدي المدرسة شو هالمستقبل اللي عم بقدم لي إيه؟ شو بده يقولوا عنا الناس؟ والله أعلم what was going on in his mind at the time ليوصل لهالcomplete despair of killing himself. And we've had a few others. This is unlike anything we have witnessed in the history of post-traumatic stress after the war and during the war.
It starts surfacing لأنه عندي كل التروما هاي اللي أكلينا وزيادة على هيك عندك وضع اقتصادي صعب ووضع اجتماعي صعب ووضع من جميع صعب فأي وبتوصل لمرحلة خلاص it erupts and it breaks.
Absolutely.
فالوضع مأزم and as you said all الح it's تنظير سهل، بس ايه العم اللي بيحاول يساعد عم بيساعد، وهذه اهم شيء هلا انه to find ways to become more productive to لينجيب مصاري على البلد كرمال يتساعدوا الناس.
Absolutely. Yeah.
We can always figure
and,
out.
And to be there for each other, that's
ما
also
بالضبط ايه انه
more important. Yeah.
ما هي من هيك في واحدة من الكامبينز هلا that we did. It was helpful كمان انه في كلنا يعني كلنا ريان خاتون كمان حكيت عن الموضوع بال على البودكاست عنت and they're helping يعني هي ومين ما كان انه whoever هلا لانه في ناس من جد ما بتحكي حتى انه ما بتقول انه مش قدرانين ومش عم يقدروا yeah it's bad
It's really bad. But there is something that also I haven't seen before is this solidarity. And I just, a few days ago, I received a message from a very close friend who is collecting money to provide single women, either widows or who lost, or جوزهم مختفي, with the basic needs for them and their children. And we circulated the message and unexpectedly and really beautifully, many people reach out to support her in this. You know, people want to hear if there's somebody, خاصة من المغتربين, if there's anything that they can do to help. تعرف نحن بعاد بس أهلنا بلبنان. It's our country. It's everything, you know, for us. أدما فيها love-hate relationship. And بعز الrevolution, بعز, you know, when we were hoping that some change is going to take place, we were boiling to be
so
part
much
of
so
it.
So much so, and over a very short weekend.
Yes, over a weekend. I wanted even for a day to witness this.
أنا ما كنت حتى مستوعب يعني إني قلت أنا فكر إنه إيه جاي شيء أسبوع يا بس إيه.
I'm working, but I wanted to be part of it in any way. And now even more, we want to help in many ways, sometimes by just spreading the word. يعني المغتربين also have their own struggles. Some people are losing their jobs on a daily basis. Corona didn't make did not make this process any easier.
لا oh, yeah. كمان هذه solidarity as you were saying ما في إلا هيك and I لأنه ما بدي كمان نطول عليك بس I want to approach the subject one way or the other لأنه يعني بعد ما حكينا بالموضوع بس you had the chance and I know حيكون شوي abrupt shift بس إنه moderate panel كان عليها مسيو في قطر. You even forgot about it.
Jason Silva.
Yes.
Yes.
For the yeah.
My حبيبي.
خلاص.
خلاص.
He's taken.
I adopted him. He's taken. I know, right?
ما خلا للأسف.
Love has no boundary. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No, it's a joke. I really like Jason Silva. Really, really like Jason Silva. Do you want to say who he is for those who are not familiar with
him? You will convey the passion بطريقة أحسن, I think. فإيه, do it. بس أنا ما كنت
Jason Silva.
Hey, let me put it this way. أنا ما كنت بعرف من Jason Silva, and تعرفت على Jason Silva من خلالك.
Which is I'm so proud and I managed to introduce it to someone you don't know. For a philosopher.
he's very interesting. Ando YouTube bits that are very, very interesting. So yeah, I'll leave it to you.
Jason Silva, who I think بلش بناشونال جيوغرافيك كان عنده Brain Games, برنامج اسمه Brain Games, and then Shots of Awe. He's a filmmaker / philosopher. بيعمل short videos. He combines different theory of philosophy. It's done in a very in a very genuine, very organic manner, بيطلع بفكرة بيصير بيحكي عنها, and then he supports it with beautiful visuals. Sometimes there are videos like how to find your passion, and he brings different theories of philosophy on how to find this magic spot that is the trigger for productivity, and a lot of talks on psychedelics, but mostly he's focused on the brain and the brain capacity. So it's based on science slash philosophy slash filmmaking, which is really interesting. Combination كتير interesting, وبيقدمها بقالب عصري مثل ما بيقولوا, بيقدمها بقالب كتير accessible وكتير appealing. He talks the language of this digital era very beautifully, very well done. So this is Jason Silva, and he's young and he's hip and he's very smart. So I got the chance because I was following him for so many years, and I introduced you to his work. We'll say a bit, he was a guest at the Ajial Film Festival, and I moderated his talk, and that was really interesting. لأنه he is exactly what you expect. يعني بتعرف في شخصيات لما تكون عندها برامج بتكون شيء ببرنامجها, ولما بتتعرف عليها بتكون شيء مختلف. يعني في طريقة التحضير غير, في بيرسونا مختلفة بيلبسوها منشان يكونوا بهيدا المظهر. هو مثل ما هو, يعني انت بتقعد تسأله سؤال بتحس عم تشوف فيديو قدامك.
Yeah.
وحافظ الكوتس, it's not like على كل حلقة he researches, حافظ the study, he has a really good memory. حافظ الكوتس of you know, all the philosophers you can imagine. And he's like بيتحمس كتير. واللي حلو فيه, I think هيدا لفت لي نظري, he doesn't take anything for granted, and that's why Shots of Awe is a really interesting series, لأنه he's always surprised with the magic of everyday life, from something as simple as, you know, taking the plane to travel, which is, if you think of it, is wow. So he doesn't take anything for granted, and I saw this when I met him. بضلوا عم بيسأل, بضلوا مستغرب, بضلوا هيك مندهش. If it was really nice to meet him. I think I took a lot منه, من ناحية انه let's not take things for granted. وهي شغلة كمان اتعلمتها لما رحت قضيت وقت برود الفرق. The things that we take for granted are things that make a huge difference in other people's lives. ما معناتها انه انا لطيف ماشي فيها بالمسطرة, بس it's good to reflect on it من وقت لوقت.
Yeah. السيريز طبعاً very interesting. كمان the philosophy wise reflection, and as you said, إنه اللغة بتنفهم و accessible. So
absolutely,
very
yeah.
very interesting, and that was fascinating. ما قدرت روح أنا, بس ماشي حال. At least you have
next time.
His number now.
I have his number. I don't talk to him. I keep my contacts very professional. But it was really a very beautiful experience.
Hey. Yeah. Are you working on anything هلا حاليا قبل ما we wrap it up?
I did only one shoot a few weeks before Corona.
Yeah.
Of a documentary that I started to research about, and it's very personal. It's this time it's a very personal documentary, which is a very big step forward for me, and you know, to be able to let myself out there. It's about alienation, displacement, identity, what is home, through me and through other people as well. It's still work in progress. It's still, you know, very rough as a concept. But I filmed, I had one very beautiful shoot with a group of artists, theater performers. That's about it for now. Yani, so بعدين صارت قصة الكورونا. I traveled, I changed homes, I changed, I started a new adventure, a new job. I think هلأ بقدر يمكن ارجع, you know. And I'm writing a fiction film with Asad Fulatkar, who is my film professor.
Nice.
So things are slow a little bit. But yeah, so basically this. ما إن شاء الله ما ياخد 6 سنين though. I really hope so.
بعد نقول hopefully ما ياخد 6 سنين. This is one. و2, it's curious. I'm very curious لأنه الكونسبتس اللي طرحتيهم هني كونسبتس بيستعملون usually leftist hippies.
Leftist hippies.
بس let me tell you إنه you deal with يعني في ناس بيستعملون theoretically بيكونوا ما عارفين عن شو عم يحكوا, وفي ناس نفس الفكرة بتنفهم لأنه ما بعرف لأنه شيء عايشينه, لأنه عم بتصوري شيء معين حاسستي you've experienced etc.
yeah.
فايه this is I'm curious to see where yeah. this where the project will, yeah.
You know how it started basically behind the fikra. I meet a lot of people. من the taxi driver who takes me every morning to work, to the barista at the coffee shop I go to my colleagues and everyone. To each his story, خاصة بالغربة. You know, we all come with the purpose of bettering our life. I woke up once at around 3 a.m. in the morning, and I was weeping like a child, weeping. يعني عم شهق أنا وعم ببكي. I was in pain. I didn't know why. وسأبيت أنا عندي an app اسمه Day One. It's a diary. I like to write sometimes for ideas, sometimes for other things. Well, it has an audio option, and I recorded that, and I just kept it on. أنا وعم ببكي, and I left it, and a few days later I was listening to it and I was thinking how many people go through this. And at that night I was feeling lonely, I was tired, I was exhausted, I didn't know what was going on. We go through this, it's only human. يعني اللي بيقول لك انه أنا everything is under control, اسفق كفين وقل له, you know, just be vulnerable, it's okay. وبرجع وتاني يوم رحت على الشغل and I was all, you know, bubbly, life is beautiful, وشو بدنا نشرب قهوة, شو بدنا نتغدى, كأنه ما في شيء. It really triggered how many of us, وأنا I'm considered I have a good job, يعني my situation is much better than many people, how many of us go through that same moment where we feel helpless.
Yeah.
وأنا ما عندي أولاد مثلاً بعيدة عنهم تقول مثل many of the migrant community who are away from their children. Do we ask them how they're feeling? Do we know what they have left behind? Do we know why they're working and working hard? تعرف أوقات بس لما تسأل حدا هيدول الأسئلة you see them in a different perspective. You humanize the communication beyond please عطيني فنجان قهوة أو please فيك تناوليني هيدا الدوكيمنت for my colleague. There is something that we need to build, and there's something that really unites all of us. هل vulnerability, and this is where this idea of allowing myself to be vulnerable in front of the camera to start with, to talk about this and to share it with other people. Yeah. And the focus is to share it with people who are expressing it through art. If this is an important detail. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We maybe come in. هالعامل الإنساني يمكن بيختفي شوي لأنه في هالسوشيال بريشر إنه لازم الواحد يدله بروفيشنال بكل شيء عم يعمله. And I think this is problematic.
بده يحافظ على صورة معينة.
Yeah.
وفي كتير قصص يعني هلا وفي thin line إنك تفرجي إنك vulnerable وبين انك تحسس الناس انه انت فيكتيم. في فرق كتير كبير بين
اوف كورس. اي بس انه ك vulnerable in the sense انه خي ايه يعني to give a very trivial example وما خصوا أبدا باللي عم بتقولي بأنه كلاعب فوتبول who's supposedly إنه professional الناس بينسوا أمرار إنه خي في جيم ما لعبه منيح لأنه يمكن خانق مع ما بعرف مين عنده بالبيت الليلة اللي قبل إنه بس إنه so this is as وعم نحكي بناس عندهم good job who are paid millions of dollars بس بتروق إنه they're not machines لأنه الناس are you know human after all it might not be the best example but no
actually it is an excellent example and I'm happy that you mentioned sports because late ana maghroome bil basketball and I am a big fan of Michael Jordan but lately in my pursuit of what is leadership and I like to observe الناس بشتغل مع the leaders and I like to learn from them because leadership is a great thing and the way it affects people and it drives the workplace بس كان الانترست تبعي الأكبر هي the mental strength of athletes. Let's forget about the physical strength because this is a must, you know, this is to train yourself physically. But one thing that the athletes have that if you adapt it in your workplace or as a person or no matter what you are trying to achieve, hal mental strength is what interests me. And being vulnerable is allowing myself to say, I need to develop that skill. As well. وهيدي something that بقولها بكل صراحة that I lack. أنا كتير بتأثر بشو بتقلي. فيك تطلعني للسقف وفيك تنزلني in a sentence, in a word. And it affects me. أنا هيك تركيبتي. I'm a very passionate person. بنفس الوقت if I'm very passionate I can drive things all the way ما بشوف قدامي because there's something very strong as a drive. That's what was lacking for me, and I think it has to do with how I grew up in uncertainty, and the context of the country as a whole, and our times come in, I can't different. So this mental strength is something that I'm learning to develop, to say that, you know, it's a sport as hey. Well.
It is very, very interesting, yeah. All I can say is I'm looking forward. وحدل عليك كل شوي والتاني لأشوف where.
والله I'm happy that you managed to do this. We've been talking about you actually gave me you encouraged me to kind of pursue the ideas we've discussed together.
إيه.
Of a digital series.
هلا بنرجع بنحكي أنا I'm still around for whatever you have in mind. So I think this is more than enough you had in mind. ساعة بل صلنا شي ساعة ونص I think which is not bad.
Wow. Okay. عم بقول ليش انبح صوتي. I spoke a lot.
Elavas, it's been fascinating. Thank you very much for this. And I don't
Thank
want
you.
To have closing remarks, any tips, hints, whatever. Reflection.
No, tips and hints, Sanjad, true. No, the only thing, let's take the context of what's happening now as a closing remark. Closing remark, that's so academic. Best, no, reach out. And reach out to people who are close to you if you feel that you are in need of anything. ومش ضروري it has to do with providing something physical. It could be an emotional support. Don't suffer alone. Remember, we're all in this together. And if we can help each other in any possible way, let's do that. And the first step is to admit when we are not well and to reach out. Inshallah we go through يعني تمرق and we'll remember this but it's something that will change us forever obviously yeah. As a country Lebanon with everything that's happening and in the world in this pandemic
مع COVID خلطبيسة yeah. هذه الكلمة ما كنت عارفين انه Egyptian I use it a lot خلطبيسة ايه بس لا ما بلبنان يعني في ناس احسان قنديل بتعرفي ما فهم شو يعني
Yes,
كوكو. So we
I
had
know
all
him
the
on
discussion
Twitter.
بس we had this discussion بس ايه so
ما
apparently
بلحق لكم.
عندي كتير كلمات مصرية من ورا المسلسلات ولا لا بس ايه this is yeah خلطويسة. Thank you again
Thank you,
Jamie
Mahmoud.
for this much appreciated and we'll stay in touch and
We'll
good night
definitely
for
do.
you. Yeah.
ولا إلك كمان. Thank you so much, Mahmoud. Good
Yeah.
night, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.